And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting a chance to promote the upcoming Antiques Day car show along with the Mercer County High School Restoration Program. That's a big part of that as well. We're joined in the studio today by Nick Seafeld, Jerry Madsen, and J.J. Smock, who's a high school senior at Mercer County that's a part of the Restoration Program. So Jerry Madsen, we'll start with you, somebody who is organized car shows, has a long history of organizing car shows in this community specifically. Can you speak about the Country Run car show? I know that was something that took place in the past and kind of, who all was involved with that event and how that show started?
Years ago, Larry Johnson and I were talking and I said, we ought to have a car show in town. And that's how that all started. And so then I sent in a entry form to one of the magazines, and I went back to Larry and I said, okay, you can't back out now, we're gonna have this show. So the guys that helped with the first one was Bill Coutant, Larry Johnson, Greg Lund, Kent Gerber, Tom Ernster, Jim McChesney, Steve Kenny, Rich Fell, and Whitey Rush. No club, we just wanted to do it. We all like cars. And The first two we've done was across the street from my house at the military school grounds. And then we went to the football field 1 year and then out to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, so with that, as you kind of have seen events like this grow and grow, can you speak about kind of what that very first event was like and what type of excitement it got back then?
I talked to Bill Longley, who was one of the directors at RMA, and he agreed we could use that. After the show was over, we were all tickled to death. I mean, there was probably 80 to 100 cars there, and we had no idea whether there'd be 20 cars. And Bill was pretty impressed with the whole thing. They didn't tear nothing up, and yeah.
So Nick Seafeld, you are coordinator for the Antiques Day Car Show now. So can you speak about, your background, how you got involved in the car show and kind of where your love of things like this come from?
Well, the Country Run ran for 25 years. And then shortly after that, Kent Gerber and Gary Ruggles started the Antique Days Car Show. And I believe they ran it for about 3 or 4 years. And then I've been involved in it since 2017. And it began with the Knuckle Busters Car Club, which was myself, Jeff Beating, and Larry King that were involved in that. And then we did that for 10 years. And then the Knuckle Busters Car Club kind of disbanded and guys got busy with their kids and doing other things. I stuck with it. The police department did it for 2 years, and then my wife and my brother and sister-in-law and some friends have taken it over since then, and we've been doing it ever since.
So this is an event too that I know gets great, both community support and then, you get backing from sponsorships too, right?
Right.
So when you speak about this event too, I know a big part of it is the restoration program that's through the high school that you're a part of with Aaron Hart. So can you give us a little bit of a history and background on the restoration program and kind of what goes into that and then what the contribution is to the car show with the restoration program?
So when the Knuckle Busters disbanded, one of the things that Aaron Hart and I had always wanted to do was somehow trying to involve the kids more with the car show. And it was just too much for the guys in the car club that they had too many other things going on to get involved in something like that. So once the car club disbanded, we're like, okay, here we go. Here's our shot. To you and me, we can do it. So we started off the first couple of years, and it worked well with him being a teacher down at the high school. The first couple of years we started off just by building motors with the kids, and each year would raffle off an engine, and we did that for 2 years, and then we finally started getting into the actual car restoration part of it, and that's gone very well. So to date, the Jeep that we're giving away this year, this will be the sixth vehicle that the program's done so far.
So J.J. Smock's with us too, who's a Mercer County High School senior as a part of the restoration program. Can you speak a little bit about the vehicle that you guys are auctioning off? I know Nick just mentioned it's, a 1977 Jeep. So speak a little bit about the vehicle and then the process of kind of working on it, how that's been going.
Yeah, so this year's car is a 1977 TJ7 with the factory 304. We custom built both bumpers and the side steps. We also put a one-piece fiberglass tub on it and a one-piece front end that flips forward. And we also repainted everything into a Ford Super Duty color, I believe.
So can you speak about this program, something that, you know, you've been involved in, kind of what you feel like you get out of it, and then also, you know, for kids maybe who are on the fence about joining, you know, something like this, for maybe getting ready for the car for next year's antique show, what would be the advice you have for them?
I would say just show up. They'll teach you everything you need to know. They're not going to put you on a test that they don't think that you can do. And what I get out of it is experience for the future and working on my own cars and helping out friends on theirs.
So, Nick, for you getting to work with, you know, the youth and high school students with this restoration program, how rewarding is that?
It's very rewarding, and that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I wanted Jerry to come today. As a kid, I spent a lot of time in Jerry's garages watching him and his buddies work on cars because I'm best friends with his youngest son, Randy. And it's just it's a great thing for the kids to get involved in, and you can learn a lot of things. And there's probably, whether you go into restoring cars or whether you're just, you know, have a regular job and you have a home, you're going to have to learn how to use tools and fix things on your own if you're going to survive nowadays. And that's what we want to teach the kids. And there's some kids that come in straight off the farm that sometimes we think they know more than we do as far as welding and stuff goes because they've been doing it their whole life. And then there's others that don't even know what a ratchet is. So it's all over the place, and it's fun to take a young kid who doesn't know anything and kind of guide him through the steps. And then it's also fun to watch a young kid that just dives right in and knows exactly what to do. So I think all of us that are involved in it have a great time with it. And we try and make it as fun as we can for the kids as well, too.
And so kind of going off of what Nick was saying, Jerry, for you, for someone who's been involved in events like this for so long, speaking about, you know, the initial Country Run car show all those years ago, for you, how cool is it seeing a program like this that gets kids involved in restoration?
You know, I never even give it a thought about this lasting this long. And it really makes you feel good to think you was a part of it. It's just... I've been doing this for 50 years, and they say, why don't you sell your car? I said, because I still like to drive it.
You know? So speaking about the car show now, kind of generally, Nick, I know there are some exciting and really meaningful new awards that will be handed out this year, right?
Yeah, so this year is going to be kind of a special year, and we wanted to pay homage to the Country Run by recognizing Jerry, and he's the one that started all this, and we didn't want to just jump in and be like, yeah, it's all about us, and because it's not. If it wasn't for Jerry Mattson and Kent Gerber and a bunch of those guys, we who knows if we'd even be having an Antique Days car show. So last year in October, sadly, we lost Kent Gerber. And so one of the focuses this year is we have a Kent Gerber Memorial Award, and that will be an award that the family of the Gerber family will go around and they'll pick the car of their choice, and then they will give that to whoever they pick. And we hope that at that time we'd like to have all of the firemen that were on the department that are still around the area with Kent to come up, and all of Kent and Connie's friends to come up and just be with her during that time when we give that award away. And then there's also a special Mayor's Choice Award that's going to be given out that day. And then a long time attendee of the car show, Ed Johnson, also passed away last year, and his brother-in-law contacted me. And he had, I forget what year it was, but I believe it was a 63 or 64 Impala. But every year for 16 years straight, he came to the car show and parked in the same exact spot every year. And very loyal, very good to the car show people and supporting Alito. And so this year, his brother-in-law has asked that normal spot that he parks in is reserved, and we're gonna put a in memory of Ed Johnson sign there. And then he also has a special award that they'll pick and they'll hand out to somebody special that day too as well.
Well, Jerry, as Nick alluded to there, you know, you knew Kent Gerber for a really long time. So seeing him have like his own award at an event like this, is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it really is. Like I said, I've known him forever. And we were very good friends, and it's too bad he's not here to see it, but it's nice that we're doing it.
And then just we're running out of time with these three men this morning, but when you speak about this show specifically, Nick, anything generally that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure you promote to people who are coming out on Saturday?
Well, registration will start at 8 o'clock, and for our locals, that usually means they start coming in at about 4 a.m., We just ask that any of our locals that are listening that they please back straight into the parking spaces and don't follow the lines on the streets. And we're handing out registration cards at the gate and not collecting money at the gate this year as we normally have in the past. So you'll fill out your registration card, come up, pay your $10 fee, and then that enters you into being able to have a chance of getting a top 50 award, and it also puts you in for the door prizes as well. The two things that I can think of right off the bat that we haven't talked about is Kent Gerber's car, which he's owned since it was brand new, has been completely restored since his death, and it's going to be showcased this year at our show, and it's going to be right in the center of College and Main, right where everybody will have to drive around it, and so that's going to be a big highlight, and the family's really excited about that. And the other thing that we have to mention when we talk about car shows is the wives, and a lot of people think the guys just get together and they just throw these car shows together, and that's not the case. I mean, there is no way any of us could, whether it was back when Jerry was doing it or now when I'm doing it, all of us include our wives in it, and there's a lot of stuff that they do, and they should be recognized as well for all their contributions to putting on events like this. So we'd like to recognize them too, and we just hope that this is a very special day for Connie Gerber and for the entire Gerber family. And I know Tracy Yates, which is Kent's oldest daughter, is extremely excited about the car because she was actually brought home from the hospital in that car. So she has a very special attachment to that car. And his granddaughter, Carly, also him, Kent and Carly were very close and like to attend car shows together, and she has a very special attachment to the car as well. So we're just wanting to make it a very special day for the Gerber family, for the city of Alito, and would like to thank all our sponsors this year. Our audio group left us that we had for many years, 3D Sound, and would like to thank WRMJ because you guys are going to step up and take care of a lot of the work for us in that area. And would like to thank Alito Auto and Farm for being part of the top 50 awards, and Jim and Matt Essig, who have been with us since the very beginning as far as being sponsors for the awards, and Brad's Collision as well for being the sponsor of the Best of Show Award. So we couldn't put these shows on without the local businesses, and As far as the restoration program goes, we don't have enough time for me to talk about all the sponsors that are involved in that, but we will have a list of them posted at the show that people can look and see who all's helping and supporting our program as well.
The 2025 Aledo Antiques Day Car Show this weekend going on Saturday in downtown Aledo. Jerry Madsen, JJ Smock, Nick Tiefeld, appreciate the time, guys, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you, Ty.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.